normally this isn't a problem at all, because there are many countries that use the U.S. dollar officially as their official currency. One of them is Panama. They've been doing this for over 100 years. And also, two recent ones that I've been involved in were Ecuador in 2001 and El Salvador in 2002. And there's no problem with obtaining good quality notes and also coins from the U.S. government in those cases.
But does this mean, therefore, that Zimbabwe has to say we are officially using the U.S. dollar?
I don't know if they have to officially say or not, but they have to come to some agreement with the United States to facilitate the purchase. Of course, they can purchase dollars and coins on the open market whenever they want to, but if they wanted to do it officially through the Federal Reserve System, then they have to actually come to some official agreement.
There's also this issue of targeted sanctions. Will this not interfere with such transactions or dealings with the U.S. Treasury?
Well, it might very well, because the U.S. government has, in disagreements with Mugabe and some of his people, would prohibit that kind of official arrangement.